for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. Please tell me it's not the skipper.
No. He's banned now. No, he's Paddy Dowling style, that is. So, no, we've got the full forward here who's just been on the host broadcaster and he won't give a drive-by here, hopefully. So Tom Hawkins has joined us downstairs. And we had to get Selwood or Hawkins, you know that.
Yes,
so the great man. Well done. Well done, big fella. And just BT's giving us a drive-by too at the same time. So you're a star at the moment, Tom Hawk.
Oh, I think there's many players within our organisation that are stars. It's a pretty special feeling knowing that we're going to be playing off in a grand final in, what is it, 8 days' time. So, yeah, we're pretty excited and happy bunch.
And the work before half time with the kicking, what was the deal there? I'll get a footy question in before the boys do upstairs. A little bit wayward, but looked better in the second half. A change of boots or something at half time?
Yeah, well, Richo offered me his boots at a half time interview and then left me hanging. So I was just sitting back on a few shots, particularly that one from about 12 metres out directly in front, but might have been shorter. Benny or King, I know, but I don't know, just part of footy, sat back and got in a couple of opportunities in the third and was able to nail those, so very pleasing.
Hawk, well done. Kingy, Benny, Neildy, and the first person who's going to fire a question at you, listen to this bloke, listen to this name, Brenton Sanderson is going to fire the first question at you.
Love that.
How are you, Hawk? And well done, mate. And I was just walking along the MCG and these boys just grabbed me and pulled me into the box to
they do that. But they do that.
I've had an absolute ball tonight to actually watching you guys play. It's been an absolute thrill to see another Geelong side go through to a grand final. And so proud of you, mate. You were awesome tonight against Harris Andrews, who we know is a fantastic key defender. And mate, you could have kicked an absolute bag tonight. You could have kicked 7 or 8.
Yeah, I know, Sand. I sort of, as I mentioned, I wasn't super confident with a couple of those. I just sat back on a couple of those short ones. And anyway, as sort of a full forward, I even sort of use the analogy that I've drawn off basketball, that where, you know, I think Steph Curry uses it a bit. I mean, he's a beautiful shooter of the ball, but he talks about shooters have got to shoot, and yep. I'll almost take that analogy into football and keep peppering, because eventually it'll turn. So it did in the third. I got my opportunity to have a couple of shots and kick those, but certainly if I'd kicked a bit straighter, it could have been a nice 5 or 6 pace feed.
Well, the forward line just looks so dangerous. I know it's been a feature of Geelong this year with obviously yourself and Jeremy Cameron and Stengel combining for, I think it was 164 goals between the three of you. But tonight what was really impressive was Myers and Close, the work that they did. They actually combined for 44 touches between those two playing on Rich and Coleman. I thought you went through those two defenders really well. And I mean, they're obviously great offensive players for Brisbane, but yep. Was that a ploy going into the game to try and hit up with those Geelong high forwards?
Yeah, I'm glad you touched on that and well picked up, Sando, because they're obviously two very dangerous players for the Brisbane backline, both left-footers that use the ball by foot, and their decision-making is wonderful. So if they can get enough of the footy, they can really hurt you, particularly because as a team that they like to be controlled with the way that they mark the footy and use the ball and the width of the MCG. But also when you got guys like Coleman and Rich that can pierce the ball through the middle, and it's a pretty quick, short way home to your key position players, which they've got a few that can mark the ball. So I thought Myers and Close were outstanding. They're wonderful runners for us each week. They probably don't get the recognition externally, but certainly internally amongst our forward line and within our whole group. They're really important players. So they're beautiful, dynamic as always, and just beautiful users inside 50 as well. So it's a pleasure playing with those two.
Tom, Neildy, well done, mate. It was just a sensational game to watch, and an effort truly well deserved to get into next week. Hey, mate, those players plus a couple of others, guys like Zach Guthrie, Sam De Koning, these young fellas, what would it mean for guys like yourself and Joel to play in a premiership and have those players feel the way that you guys have a few times before?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to dream. I think that's an important part of the process of Grand Final week. I mean, I think you can shut it off, the result, and then certainly there's a process that needs to be going through. But, you know, I'm certainly going to allow my mind to wander at certain times and with what's in front of us. But I sort of almost use the... my experience as a young fella in 2009 and 2011, I didn't play in 7 or 8, but it was a wonderful experience, and I got to experience that off the back of some senior players that, you know, and administrators that turned the football club around, and you know, I was very privileged and very lucky to be a part of that, a small part of being able to play in 2 premierships. So it certainly would, it would be wonderful to be able to have other people experience, you know, what I did, so what feels like so long ago. So yeah, I'm excited about the week. I'm going to sit back and watch the game tomorrow afternoon, and yeah, enjoy the week for what it is, because it's going to be exciting. I mean, you guys have no doubt enjoyed seeing the crowds back in the stadiums. You know, the grand final parade's going to be great. The open training session on Monday down in Geelong, which I'm sure you and the team will be there. I don't know. It's a magic time to be a part of football. And you know, I'm just so lucky that, and I get to keep fronting up each year with the Geelong Football Club, and they put us in such a wonderful position. So I can't wait.
Tom, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. How many Tim Tams will you have tomorrow while you watch the footy?
Actually had a family pack yesterday, and I'm going to have to go to the supermarket and get, one because they disappeared.
Yeah.
I don't think the girls got into any either, so...
No, well, my 10-year-old said that if you ever have Tom Hawkins on, you have to refer to him as Tim Tommy. So I've done that, so she'll be happy. She also got a footy off Tyson Stengel post-game, so it's been pretty exciting for the family. How are you? I mean, I know there's a lot of things you're going to have to prepare for this week, and I know you're a land-based mammal, and you know, you like to be on terra firma, but you're going to have to get on the water on Friday. How do you think your 106 or 107 kilos, are you going to have to go down to the waterfront and do a little course, maybe a little sailing course, or what are you going to do just to sort of, you know, just make sure that you don't get sort of seasick there?
Yeah, well, I won't be getting seasick in the Yarra, first and foremost. It's going to need to be quite a decent tugboat, and depending on who wants to come in with me and wrangle my 3 children,
yes,
it's going to be interesting. But I mean, I'll be serious again for a sec. But that's such a fun part of the week, and we didn't get to experience that in 2020. But yeah, I know it'll be as long as the boat's big enough and got enough width, because my children will be wrangling around. It'll be fun.
Might need a couple of real big outboards on the back, you reckon?
Oh, Benny, come on, come on! I'll see a couple of Tim Tams in the
just
sock as
you
well.
And Grian. Just make sure you're standing in the right spot so the thing doesn't end up at the bottom of the Yarra.
Oh, we need you on Grian side keep the weight even.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is real pumpkin in the urn sort of week. So good luck.
Ethan Ablett, love that. Beautiful.
Am I allowed to ask a question, or have you got to go, Tom?
Oh, go.
Oh, right, okay. I'm only hosting the show. That's okay. I'm just running the show.
Oh, put your violin down.
The body, was it quite a week deliberately this week, Tom?
Yeah, it was. I think that was sort of always the plan. We got a nice hit of training in on Friday, and made sure I did plenty of work last week, so this week I could sort of freshen up just a touch, but still got enough work in. There was, although I mightn't have been outside, there was still getting to work in the strong room, and it was so. But physically, you know, I feel fantastic. So. Nice place to be.
Did Andrew Mackie ever go into the strong room?
No.
No, you should. And Sando would know as well as anyone because he lived in there and ruled the place. But
Andrew
will sneak in there. He does a lot of talking though. I don't know who's running his programs, but there's a lot of talking reps. And when his great mate and a friend of the show's Tom Lonigan was around, geez, I tell you what, those two, they could talk.
Oh. Have you got to Max Holmes at all? Hawk?
No, I haven't. He was on the bench. I'm not actually sure of the severity of what's happened, but I'm sure we'll find out in the next couple of days.
All right. And that contract for next year, you put pen to paper? Anything you got to tell us?
No, not this stage. But I think we were certainly concentrating on and more important things now for us, and we'll get to that at some point, I'd say.
4 or 5 years do you want?
Well, you can use your imagination.
Absolutely. We want you around as long as possible. Mate, we love what you've produced this year. You've had a wonderful season, and you'll be happy to know now you're actually back in front for the race for the club's leading goal kicker that you've, I think, won every year since 2009. So that won't be coming off your hands anytime soon from a bloke called Cameron. So well done on that. Can't wait for the week. Can't wait to see Monday at open training, and then can't wait for 2:30 next Saturday afternoon when we do it all again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's good to talk.
Good on you.
Tommy
good
Hawkins
on you
joining us here. Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. That's where you'd be going for those outboards.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.